Welcome to Podmas Day One. I'm so excited for this series. I thought I'd tackle two birds with one stone while I am here. Podmas, if you didn't see the trailer, is basically every single day from the 1st of December up until Christmas Day, the 25th, I will be answering a different question. And for today, day one, I'm answering how do I start a podcast from scratch? I'm going to be getting ready while I answer this question because I'm going out. So I apologize if there's pauses and things. I got things to do. So as annoying as it probably is going to sound, you start. That's just what you do. And that's how it works. It's annoying. It's weird. It's like, okay, but how? You make a decision to start a podcast and then you do it. It's better if you have a plan, but sometimes planning doesn't always work out. I'm not just saying that from wanting to be annoying. I genuinely started my podcast by simply sticking my earphones into my phone, wrapping it around my seatbelt, and talking down like this into the microphone on my way home. And that is the first ever episode of the podcast, unedited, unfiltered. You can hear the taxis in the background because I drove home on the freeway. It's an experience, okay? It's not for the faint of heart. But I did it. And that was the start. That was literally me deciding this is the first ever podcast episode. I will say, if you aren't a planner like me and you just wing it sometimes, that's fine. Sometimes if you do have a idea or something and maybe want to take a bit longer to plan it out so it's a bit more concrete, a bit more solid, do that. That's never really an issue. I have notes, so if you see me looking to the side, it's looking to my notes. Pro tip, genuinely love it. Because if you don't, you're going to fade real quick. It's not easy. It's not fun. Sometimes you are up all hours of the night. But it's a genuine love for it, which is why you do it. And you need to be prepared for that, because everyone always thinks like, oh, just start podcasting and it's going to be great. No. Sometimes no one's listening, and that's better, because you can start off with zero expectations. Maybe it's for the best. Do it sincerely, have a genuine love for it, and don't do it for the money. Don't think you're going to be the next Joe Rogan making a killing interviewing people. It doesn't just work that way. Even Trevor Noah with his podcast now, he had to start in the doldrums with everyone else, doing all sorts of other work before he eventually got his own show. So it takes time, it takes work, it's worth it, but it is genuine, hard work. Not all podcasters are going to make money, and not all of them are going to make it in the beginning. It is something a lot of people have a misconception about. If you aren't prepared for it, it'll knock you on your backside. Just because you are thinking, like I said, you're going to be the next Joe Rogan, you're going to be the next big podcaster, you're going to be on red carpets. That's not generally how it works. It takes time. Like most good things, it takes time. So understand that. It's not going to be an overnight success. Yes, you might go viral. Yes, you might hit it big. But those are usually once-off things. And quality is going to always trump quantity, especially if it's nonsense. So be aware of that. Don't overthink it. It is not that deep. It's not that serious. Do it. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously. It is not the end of the world if it flops, if it's not a good thing, if it's not the best podcast on earth. Have fun with it. Don't take yourself too seriously. Don't take the podcast too seriously. Just start. That's it for day one. I'll see you in day two.